Essay 75. Development of a New System of Education in Science. In the past decade, a new system of education in science has been developed based on the websites used to publish and develop the ECE theory. These websites have reached an accurately measured 30 million readers in a decade, and nearly all the universities, institutes, and similar in the world. The main website is www.aias.us, which is archived in the British National Website Archives on www.webarchive.org.uk Science and Technology section, and the other websites are www.atomicprecision.com, upitech.org, and et3m.net. A whole new system of physics has been developed based on a geometry due to Cartan, and this system is described mainly in 233 UFT papers on the AIAS.us website, covering all aspects of physics and chemistry. This system has refuted essentially all of standard physics. This is a system of free thought which has been developed in Wales with a lot of help from some of the best theoretical physicists. It has shaken itself free of the artificial constraints of the university system in Wales, a system which, in my experience, was run by outsiders and outside ideas. The ECE theory is original thought, not received opinion. I was originally educated within the university system in Wales, but I have developed a thought and education system of my own, which has been stunningly successful worldwide. The old system was censorious of new ideas, but censorship of thought never works. I have been much more successful in bringing my ideas to the world than if I were working inside the university system. The latter has a lot of weaknesses, as described in Essay 64. It consisted of people who are sometimes well-meaning and good teachers, but who had been appointed without any open competition. I should have been awarded tenure many times over at Aberystwyth, and this was openly acknowledged. However, tenure was not awarded fairly, and this system was riddled with some terrible animosities, well known in the academic world. Such a system is in conflict with freedom of thought, and serves Wales so badly that the nation is in danger of losing its language, culture, and very identity. In great contrast, I have always been very successful in the international arena, winning a world record number of open competition fellowships of various kinds. This culminated in the award of a Civil List pension in 2005, a rarely awarded national and international high honour, partly in recognition of ECE theory. The pension is granted by the monarch on recommendation of the First Lord of the Treasury, who is also the Prime Minister, and I was nominated by the Royal Society after international refereeing by distinguished colleagues of the standing of full professor. All were from outside of Great Britain. The list of new pensioners drawn up by the Prime Minister and monarch is put before Parliament, and very few nominations are successful. A civil list pension is a national high honour and life appointment. It can never be decreased or removed, because it is a token of gratitude of the monarch and nation for services to science of the highest calibre. None has ever been removed, and any attempt to suggest the removal of a high honour is a kind of treason. No high honour can be removed on the grounds of difference of opinion. That is a violation of the laws about human rights. It's not very much in monetary terms, certainly not enough to live on, but it is a high national honour. Mine started at £1,400 a year and has been incremented to £2,000 a year. The academic system at Aberystwyth is implicitly criticised heavily by this award for failure to support my scholarship. It still fails to support my scholarship. The academic system has read my work by the tens of millions over a decade, so there is nothing wrong with my work, and it is accepted academically by almost everyone. There was and is a lot of wrong with the colonial attitudes of the University of Wales, which is recently disintegrated into heavily criticised corruption. In 2008, I was awarded my coat of arms in recognition of services to both science and the community and was raised to the gentry or untitled nobility in Wales by the College of Arms in London. Again, Aberystwyth failed to recognise this further honour. In the past, I've been told mindless things at Aberystwyth, that I would never get a job there because I was too truthful. So it is a ghastly failure in many ways. Only the most boorish of fools would say that a scholar can be too truthful. The ECE theory has made such a massive impact because of the astounding revolution in knowledge and communication brought about in the past decade by the internet, websites, and open access publishing. The official physics is dead in the water. None of its ideas remain intact. Papers such as UFT 225 reveal astounding errors in its basics, and the official physics covers these up to absolutely no purpose. Finally, this year I was included in Burke's Peerage and Gentry. I'd like to think that this is on merit, not because of my descent from the Princes of Wales. This descent was discovered only recently, with meticulous genealogical research. All of us in Wales are probably related if we go back far enough, and all descended from the princes. The ECE theory is a societal phenomenon the likes of which have never been seen before. It is heavy theoretical physics, yet read by tens of millions. I think that its success is based on meticulous scholarship the likes of which are rarely found at university. The truth is that university staff, past postdoctoral, spend their time in committees. It takes continuous, dedicated long hours of meticulous scholarship to make real advances in physics. A civilist pensioner has no duties and need not do anything at all, but in my case, I have produced my best work since earning the pension. I have also found the best way of teaching. University teaching is not nearly so effective.